אז אנחנו לומדים מתוך מסמך.
So we're studying from excerpt from the sources work with faith above reason.
I think we should actually go more with the article love of the created beings and love of the creator. It's possible that people are already having a hard time to stick to the same topic.
Okay, so we are in the writings of Baal Sulam, the love of God and love of men. We're starting with the heading, two parts of the Torah. Again, it's the writings of Baal Sulam, the love of God and the love of men, starting with two parts to the Torah, between men and the Creator, and between men and men. Even if we see that there are two parts of the Torah, the first, mitzvot, commandments between men and the Creator, and the second, mitzvot between men and men. They are both one and the same. This means that the practice of them and the desired goal from them are one, lishma. And it makes no difference if one works for one's friend or for the Creator, since it is engraved in the created being at birth that anything that comes from another appears empty and unreal. And because of this, we are compelled to begin in lo lishma. As the Rambam, Maimonides says, our sages said one should always engage in Torah, even if lo lishma, since from lo lishma he comes to lishma. Therefore, when teaching the young, the women, and the uneducated, they are taught to work out of fear and to receive reward. And until they accumulate knowledge and gain wisdom, they are told that secret bit by bit, and are accustomed to that matter with ease until they attain Him and know Him and serve Him out of love. Thus one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point. One also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there's no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker. And this is what Hillel HaNasi assumed, that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to men. And we should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before his eyes. And he knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. But for this reason, he does not define the goal as, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. For indeed, they are one and the same. Since he should also love his friend with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might. As this is the meaning of the words, as yourself. He certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might, and with the Creator. He may deceive oneself, but with his friend, it is always spread out before his eyes.
לא שומעים רב?
Can hear you, רב?
אז איפה אנחנו נמצאים?
אנחנו עכשיו בעמוד 485.
So where are we?
We are we reached the heading why was the Torah not given to the patriarchs? We read the previous heading. שאלות?
מה אני אעשה? So questions, what can I do?
רחובות has a question.
רחובות. Okay. Go ahead.
שבוע טוב רב יקר.
Good week, dear Rav. The beginning of the previous paragraph it says and everything that comes from the other is an empty thing and unreal. Can you go a little deeper to that?
Because that's not important to me. I feel in my will to receive, my egoistic desire, where I am locked as if in a cellar, in a box, and I don't care about what's happening outside of me. If it's not connected to me, I don't feel it. I only feel what goes into me. That's what it's trying to say. That's how we're built.
But the gift that I receive from the other is not considered as an empty thing? That anything that comes from the other, it says.
Yes.
Is it an empty thing?
Where does it say that? Niv, what does he mean? What quote is he referring to?
That anything that comes from the other is something empty and unreal.
And if we see that there are two parts in the Torah, one that mitzvot that are a custom between man and man, and the other one, those that are between man and God. So those between man and his friend are actually one and the same. The result of them is one, lishma. Lishma is what we discussed in the previous lesson, today. It is in order to bestow outside of myself with faith. And there is no difference for the created being if he works for his friend or for the sake of the Creator, because it was carved in him from birth that everything that is outside of himself is empty and unrealistic. Meaning, I don't feel what's outside of me. I only feel what is carved in me. Yes?
Toda.
Bakasha.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Another question. Latin 2.
Yeshila.
Have you got a question?
לא שומעים אתכם, Latin 2.
Oh, we can't hear you, Latin 2.
רב, ahora se me escuchan.
¿Quién?
Okay, hear me.
Hillel define la meta como lo mismo de amarás al Señor como amarás a tu amigo como a ti mismo.
Hillel defines the goal as love your friend as yourself. The same as love your Lord, your God. Is it the same? Also, when I hate a friend, do I also hate the Creator? Are there any moments where you cannot tolerate the friend? You would want to kill him, you can't see him.
To that extent, you need to realize that you're hating the Creator, because outside a person's body is only the Creator. You heard that, right?
Kiev.
All right, we're moving forward. Kiev.
He writes there about the mitzvot, the commandments between a person and the Creator. Can you say that the first degree where we connect together in the quality of bestowal in the ten is the condition for the beginning of the commandments between us and the Creator? Rav, exactly. It's a miracle So wonder that we read about it so many times, and he's saying, oh, now I understand this has to be so. Is it true that this is so? Yeah, that's how it is. Very well. So tell me, please, when we come to a certain degree of connection between us, what does it mean that we begin to keep the mitzvot relative to the Creator from within the ten? Rav, the correct web of connection between us, when we connect to different contacts between us, this web is giving us the feeling of the Creator, because the Creator doesn't exist. Only to the extent that we connect between us, we are building Him.
Так, а заповеди по отношению к нему все-таки из десятки. Что значит, что мы выполняем
а митцвот,
по отношению к этой сети?
А
что значит, что мы ей отдаем?
А митцвот, это цурот.
What does it mean that we bestow to this network in the ten? Rav, the mitzvot, the commandments are our relationship in mutual bestowal. To the extent I bestow to you and you bestow to me and all of us do it in the ten between us, it means that by that we are making the Creator. The Creator is the force that appears in the connections between us. The force of love between us is the Creator. That's why it's called from love of God to love of the created beings. From love of the created beings to love of God, sorry. No, we're simply talking about how the force of love between us is the Creator. And later we say from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. There are two kinds of love here, right? Not one. Rav, I can't get into it. It will confuse us because we don't have a clear feeling corresponding to it that you can check and measure. Let's let it go for now. Maska one.
Rav, какие упражнения мы можем делать?
Well, what kind of exercises can we do throughout the day in order to increase the love for the other, and how can we check the results of this work? Love for the other cannot be greater than the love between us. So the main thing we need to do is to strengthen the ten, and then to the extent that we scrutinize, what does it mean, love inside the ten? Only when we do that, we'll be able to bestow the ten. Outside of that, but it's only after we have a connection in the ten that we call love. Let's call it love. We'll begin to scrutinize what is love, this mutual integration. It's a kind of mutual integration called love.
If
there are no more questions, I think you should read it again. We'll continue even another experiment. So we'll read again two parts in the Torah, between man and the Creator and between man and man. Even if we see that there are two parts to the Torah, the first mitzvot between man and the Creator, and the second mitzvot between man and men, they are both one and the same. This means that the practice of them and the desired goal from them are one. Lishma. And there's no difference if one works for one's friend or for the Creator, since it is engraved in the created being at birth that anything that comes from another appears empty and unreal. Because of this, we are compelled to begin in Lo Lishma. As Maimonides says, our sages said, one should always engage in Torah, even if Lo Lishma, since from Lo Lishma he comes to Lishma. Therefore, when teaching the young, the women, and the uneducated, they are taught to have to work out of fear and to receive a reward until they accumulate knowledge and gain wisdom. And they are told that secret bit by bit and are accustomed to that matter with ease until they attain Him and know Him and serve Him out of love. Thus, when one completes one's work in love of others and bestow upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestow upon the Creator. And there's no difference between the two, for anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker. This is what Hillel HaNasi assumed, that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to men. And we should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before his eyes. He knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own, then he is in the quality of bestowal. For this reason, he does not define the goal as, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, for indeed, they are one and the same, since he should also love his friend with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, as this is the meaning of the words, as yourself. He certainly does love himself with all his heart and soul and might. And with the Creator, he may deceive himself, but with his friend, it is always spread out before his eyes.
Workshop, please. What does it mean that I increase the needs of the friend over my own needs? I put the needs of the friend over my own, and this way I'm in the quality, in the attribute of bestowal, and this is my attitude towards the ten. Again, I put the needs of the friend over my own needs, and this is how I relate to the entire ten. This is my attitude towards them. And this is actually my correct inclination. What do I do? How do I do it? Go ahead.
I come to the ten, and now before, that's the beginning.
From the annulment, I can integrate in the friend's chisalon. It's not that they want food, sex, money, and so on, but they want spirituality.
I need to see how I serve their desire for spirituality. How can I support them, give an example, push them? Do everything in my power to get all the good desire.
Rav, what does it mean that I put the friend's needs over my own? What does it mean that the friend's needs precede my own?
The friend is more important to me than me, or the connection between us is more important than acquiring fulfillment for myself.
It means that I absorb the desire of the friend, I see him as greater than myself, and ask for him.
And this is derived directly from acquiring a new mind and new heart of the collective instead of myself.
Because I can't be immersed in the friends as long as I'm, you know, occupied with myself. And this forces me to demand the force of bestowal in order to be able to invest in the friends before I invest in myself.
It's placing the connection, the need for connection, the necessity for the connection of the friend before my own needs. This way I cannot help and open this path to connection, because I cannot ask for it. I can ask for him and for his needs to connect to the ten.
Before I turn to any action, first of all, I take a series of actions in order to really see that I'm connected to the friends and to their desire and not my own.
Yeah, I try to put in the schedule actions of serving to the society before the ego jumps and asks for excuses.
The Creator, He wants the friends. And so, a person has to annul himself more and more. All those things that he wants for himself at the expense of others, instead of that, to really ask the Creator to be able to be in their heart.
I have to feel my needs. I feel them very acutely, and they come before the needs of my friends.
Yeah, it actually means that I'm constantly engaged in increasing the importance of the goal to the friends, towards the friends. This way, their importance precedes my own.
And from this comes the prayer, where I feel that I have no importance to give them. Nothing is in my hands. I need the power of the Creator, and that's the main thing we do here in the prayer and in the thought.
And maybe this is what we have to give to the friends, to pray for them to achieve merit, this divine ability.
And bestow upon the friends and bestow upon the Creator is the same. You can't be close to the Creator if you're not close to the friends. As we heard before, if you hate the friend or you got something against the friend, that's exactly how you're treating the Creator, how you relate to Him. So it's likewise here. The more you have ability to put your friend's needs in before your own, that's also how you relate to the Creator.
It follows that the Creator teaches us that by caring for the friend, you actually care for your spiritual self.
We are continuing to read in the title, Why Was the Torah Not Given to the Fathers? Why was the Torah not given to the fathers? By this we explain the first three questions. But the question remains, how can we keep it? For it seems to be impossible. You should know that this is why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, but to their children's children, a complete nation of 600,000 men from 20 years of age and on. They were asked, if each and every one were willing to take upon himself these sublime work and goal, And after each and every one said, we will do and we will hear, the matter became possible. For it is clear beyond doubt that if 600,000 men have no other engagement in life but to stand guard and see that no need is left unsatisfied in their friends, and they even do it with true love, with all their soul and might, there is absolutely no doubt that there will not be a need in any person in the nation to worry about his own sustenance. For he will have 600,000 loving and loyal people watching over him, so not a single need is left unsatisfied. This answers why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, for in a small number of people, the Torah cannot be observed. It is impossible to begin the work of Lishma, Hersik, as is described above, which is why the Torah was not given to them.
Okay, there are many things here. Bala Sulam, he wrote this in a very he just put the essence into of things into this. It was, you know, he prepared it for print. The thing is that the Creator, he demands a large amount of individual souls that the general soul is divided into. And then afterwards, as these souls come together and connect and go through different forms of connection, and then throughout all of these concepts that they go through and acquire and fall and rise, and out of all of this, the essence of the Creator is scrutinized. So it is impossible that the upper light works on some small desire, and that this small desire is capable of scrutinizing the concept of the Creator. Because this is the purpose of creation, to bring the created being to the level of the Creator. And therefore, the created beings, they have to go through many such actions, degrees of development, until they reach a state where really the Creator can be revealed in them fully. And therefore, the Torah was not given to the forefathers, because their number was small, still a small will to receive. They were small in number. These are still large parts into which the soul breaks. There's no multiplicity of parts yet, millions and billions, and therefore this number of 600,000. It's also it's a number that just says about that every part from Bina to Malchut has to be scrutinized, that then the number is as if called 600,000. You know, on the inside there are other billions of parts. Each and every part has another tensfilot, and each part there has another tensfilot, and this way until Ensof. Therefore, this scrutiny called Torah cannot or could not be revealed in the times of the forefathers, meaning still on those levels where the soul did not divide yet, but it goes and descends and divides up to the point where it reaches our world, and then it breaks, and only from here does it start to clear up. Questions?
And Tov, uvrim ala.
So, let's continue. If so.
Header, all of Israel are responsible for one another.
Meaning all those parts that yearn for the Creator, if they really do yearn for the Creator, then they're built in such a way that they have to be connected with one another in such a way that they're all interdependent, each provides all the others with everything that's necessary and receives from everyone. This means to be in arvut, in mutual responsibility, meaning complete connection between them and responsibility.
Heading, all of Israel are responsible for one another. In light of the above, we can understand a perplexing saying by our sages who said, all of Israel are responsible for one another. Furthermore, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, adds, the world is judged by its majority. It follows that we are also responsible for all the nations of the world. I wonder.
Meaning that those that yearn for the Creator, that according to their yearning, they are called Yashar Kel, those aim straight at the Creator, literally, they're also responsible for all of mankind, for all of humanity.
This seems inconceivable, for how can one be responsible for the sins of a person whom he does not know? It is said specifically, the fathers will not be put to death for the children, and the children will not be put to death for the fathers. Every man will be put to death for his own sin.
Meaning everyone's responsible for themselves. How come it says that Israel are responsible for everyone?
Now we can understand the meaning of the words in utter simplicity. For it has been explained that it is utterly impossible to observe Torah and mitzvot unless the entire nation participates. It follows that each one becomes responsible for his friend. This means that the reckless make the observers of the Torah remain in their filth, for they cannot be completed in bestowal upon others, in love of others, without their help. Thus, if some in the nation sin, they make the rest of the nation suffer because of them. This is the meaning of what is written in the Midrash. Israel, one of them sins, and all of them feel. Rabbi Shimon said about this, it is like people who were seated in a boat. One of them took a drill and began to drill under him. His friends told him, what are you doing? He replied, why do you care? Am I not drilling under me? They replied, the water is rising and flooding the boat. As we have said above, because the reckless are immersed in self-love, their actions create an iron fence that prevents the observers of Torah from even beginning to observe the Torah and mitzvot properly. Now we will clarify the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who says, since the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority, if one performs one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to the side of merit. If he commits one sin, woe unto him, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to the side of sin. As it is said, and one sinner destroys much good.
Meaning that we are in an integral system, and therefore we are responsible for the general system, and it's impossible that someone will do something that the system will suffer as a result, will stop, will break down something, even if one part in it doesn't work along with the others, doesn't perform its role, meaning that the role of each and every part is not measured according to the measure, according to what that person has to do, but according to the measure to which he has to bring completion to all the rest of the parts. And therefore, there is not even one soul that is free of being connected with others, but the role of each and every one depends on everyone else, and so does everyone depend on everyone, and so on. So the system, as we see from nature, the still, vegetative, the animate, it's all ideally connected with one another. Were we also correctly connected in such a way, like all those parts of the still, vegetative, inanimate, and we and us being the speaking part in nature, then we would have felt all of nature transparently. Through nature, we would have seen from one end to the other all the worlds and the upper force filling all of them in harmony, integrality, simply in an eternal way, eternity. The problem is that each sees, due to the force of his ego himself, as disconnected from others, that I don't care about anyone else in the world. The main thing is that I'll be well off. And this is the nature that speaks in me and determines all of my actions and cuts me off from everyone else. And this cut, this nature called evil inclination. This is what we have to correct. We have to go back to our root, wholeness, perfection, connection, that mechanism that then we will live in and according to this complete and eternal mechanism. And therefore, everyone's not judged according to the sin or crime that they did, but according to the measure that they hurt the general system. That I could be a tiny screw there, but because of that tiny screw, the entire system doesn't work properly. So, I have to pay for the entire system. And not only for that tiny screw. Meaning everyone is weighed according to his contribution or the lack of his contribution to the general system of the soul. And now we'll have a workshop on this. Please, quickly, as much as you can. How? Everyone is judged according to the harm or benefit that he does to the general system of Adam.
If I'm judged by the according to the harm or benefit I do to the general soul, it means I have only one thing to worry about. The 10, the friends, I have no reason to worry about myself in my spiritual path.
The harm is the that a person doesn't understand the system. He has to understand the situation accordingly to understand how can he fit into the general picture.
We are all, as a 10, as a world kli, have to work toward the Creator. He is the goal. We want to bestow contentment upon Him. If it's clear or not, this is what Campbellists are aiming us for, through the friends. If we're not in that direction, in any way, through inclusion, annulment, all the things we do toward that, every little bit, if we're not there, we're not on this, in this vector, then we're all doing harm because we're not aiming at the goal.
On part of nature, we're like organs in one body. And being aware of that, this is the measure to which you're being judged.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you're not aware of it, it's not going to help. The minute you begin to be aware of the way you influence the whole system through everything you do, and if you don't work on this, then the system begins to hold you accountable and promote you in a negative way. And if you do succeed in realizing yourself for the sake, for the benefit of the whole system, by this you realize your life, because you become a part of the whole. You realize your role in the common soul.
It's like with a little child. When he's still small, no one really takes into consideration what he does. He could break things at home and so on, but as he grows, he has to pay. Same with us. The more we grow, the more, you know, what we do with the friends, between the friends, towards everything, towards others, is taken into consideration, and we're judged accordingly.
It shows how we have to build in each one recognition of the relation to everyone, relation to the friends, that without building in us this feeling, we can't connect to the force of bestowal.
Yeah, what follows is that mainly we're judged according to our intention, according to our ability to connect with one another, and not for the result itself. The result, you know, that's up to the Creator. But we have to develop a sufficient sense of responsibility so that we'll be willing to keep the connection, protect each other, keep the system.
This realizing that we're dependent on each other is a blow to the ego. And it's the beginning of marking the direction outside of myself toward others, toward the general soul, the common soul, outside of my personal will to receive. So just by revealing it, there's a great benefit, because at least we know the direction to diminish self-love and exert as much as possible to look for love of others.
אנחנו ממשיכים בעמוד 486, טור א', פסקה אנו רואים. אנו רואים שרבי אלעזר ברבי שמעון מפליג...
Continuing to read in the paragraph we see. We see that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, takes the matter of the Ovut, mutual responsibility, even further. For he says, the world is judged by its majority. This is because, in his opinion, it is not enough for one nation to receive the Torah and Mitzvot. He came to this opinion either by observing the reality before us, for we see that the end has not yet come, or he received it from his teachers. The text also supports him, as it promises us that the time of redemption, the earth, that at the time of redemption, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and also all the nations will flow unto him, and many more verses. This is the reason he conditioned the Ovut on the entire world, to tell you that an individual too cannot come to the desired goal by observing Torah and Mitzvot, if not through the assistance of all the people in the world. Thus, each and every mitzvah that an individual performs affects the whole world. It is like a person who weighs beans on a scale. And each and every bean he puts on the scale induces the desired final decision. Likewise, each mitzvah that the individual performs before the whole earth is full of knowledge develops the world so it will come to this. It is said, and one sinner destroys much good. Since through the sin he commits, he reduces the weight on the scale, as though that person took back the bean he had put on the scale. By this, he turns the world backwards.
Moshe Achar Acher Omed Venotel Chazara Ota Hakitnit Shehu Heniach Al Hamoznaim Venimtza מחזיר את העולם אחורנית.
רואים אנחנו כאן שאנחנו אחראים.
So, from what we see here, we are responsible for bringing the method of correction to the entire world, to everyone, to all nations, because only by that will we be able to reach the general correction, and because it is all one integral system. Therefore, until the entire world, until all of the souls will connect and will operate this entire mechanism, then in each and every one, or each and every one will be missing that part in which he has to do the right kind of work. And this is what we're doing, actually. This is how we have to see ourselves, that we're the ones that have to operate this machine, this entire machine of Adam HaRishon, and to publicize the knowledge, and to open as many classrooms as possible, and dissemination, and disseminate all over the world in all languages as much as possible, until as many people as possible will connect to this and will understand even a little what humanity has to do in order to reach its correction. Rechovot.
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 Yes, Vilav. I hear two conditions here. One, that each of us, Nebuch, maybe all of Israel, the Jewish people, should work to disseminate the method.
First of all, because the Jewish people, the people of Israel, is considered that group that's disconnected from Babylon and has taken this mission upon itself to be as one man in one heart and to reach the end of correction, and afterwards on the way to also publicize this to the rest of the world.
The other condition is that each one in the nations of the world will understand even a little bit this model of connection and revelation of the Creator. Where is this little bit?
Everyone according to their part, because we're all in the same system. The entire human system is called Babylon. And then a part of it that feels an inclination towards this disconnects from the rest of Babylon and goes forward toward the Creator. And the other part, that the heavier part that doesn't understand this inclination, stays for the time being. Afterwards comes the time where everyone reaches a state where both those called Yashar Kel Israel, those that are aimed straight at the Creator, at the quality of bestowal, and those that remain behind them that are called Babylon, everyone sees that we have no choice but to approach the end of correction. This is how we advance. That's it? Okay. If so, then we have Latin 4.
Hello, beloved Rav. How does Kabbalah interpret sinners, and in what do we sin? How does Kabbalah interpret sinners, and in what do we sin?
We sin from the point of being born in the will to receive for oneself. We're sinners in terms of not being able to take into consideration nothing that's outside of us, that we feel nothing from what's outside of our body, none of us. But these are sins that aren't at our expense, but as if at the expense of the Creator that created us this way. As it says, I've created the evil inclination. He created it. But real sins, that's an above reason. that we reach the ability to reach bestowal, connection, and we don't do it. This is where the truth and sins are. And this is something that you have to be really careful about, because that we're coming closer to each other now and that we can be connected, then if we do not realize this opportunity, it's called a sin. That's it. So together we'll learn how to do this, and really gladly, easily, gradually, we'll do it. We'll do it. Kazakhstan.
We can't hear him very well. He says that the measure in which a person doesn't exert enough in the general system, does that depend on how serious a person is in the study of Kabbalah?
Who will learn all these things? In the meantime, let's finish the article. We have a small paragraph left, and then we'll go to questions, and we'll also get to info, our info group, and everything. So, Mr. Neve.
Heading, why was the Torah given to Israel? Now we can answer the question why the Torah was given to the Israeli nation without the participation of all the nations of the world. The truth is that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, none excluded. However, because of the lowliness of the nature of creation and its power over people, it was impossible for people to be able to understand, determine, and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate the desire to relinquish self-love and come to equivalence of form, which is dvikut, adhesion, with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Thus, because of their ancestral merit, Israel succeeded, and in over 400 years they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to the side of merit. Each and every member of the nation agreed to love his fellow man. Being a small and single nation among 70 great nations, when there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel, when they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was then given specifically to the quality, specifically to qualify the Israeli nation, to qualify itself. However, by this, the Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentence themselves to the side of merit, the Messiah will be revealed, whose role is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of Zukut with him, but to teach the ways of the Creator to all the nations, as it is written, and all nations will flow unto him.
Questions. Meaning, from here, it is obvious that eventually everyone has to reach dvikut between themselves and with the Creator. This one thing. Another thing is, it is clear that only one small group from all of humanity, which was the most advanced group, too, the feeling of spirituality, and they're called Israel from the word Yashar Kel, being aimed straight at the quality of bestowal. That it's not a nation or anything, but simply those that joined Abraham in Babylon. This group began the correction, did some work, and now it has to realize the correction in that it pulls with it all of the nations of the world. That's it. And from this small group came all the different religions and beliefs, like we learned from all the books of Bala Sulam, that it is, as it said, that he gave presents to the East, and that the foundation for Judaism, Islam, and Christianity came from this. It's just one thing is clear to us. How do we bring ourselves and the rest of the nations of the world to a state of adhesion between us and with the Creator? This is something that we have to do. Kavkaz.
Доброе утро. Вы задали вопрос, который я тоже хотел задать. Как вот раз методика Каббалы была дарована Израилю, у нас стало много уроков в течение дня. А как вот работа на нашей...
You wanted to ask, the question is how the work, how does our work in the lessons, how is it related to dissemination? Maybe we should change something. I don't know, you have to ask Bnei Baruch, you have to scrutinize this with them. I don't know, I'm not a part of this. I'm only giving the lessons in the morning and the evening, that's it. What you learn during the day, the courses, the campuses, everything else that you do, I don't know. I'm not a part of it. Turn to Mushi. He is the general manager of the Bnei Baruch factory, dissemination factory, and he will take care of this. So, any other questions about what we read? About the end of correction and... Who's asking? All right. Italy 3.
Buongiorno Rav.
Good morning, Rav. A question from a friend in the ten. He's asking, what is the strong desire that comes to dedicate myself completely to the connection in the whole world? What is the strong desire that comes to me to dedicate myself completely to bestowing upon the world?
The Creator awakens this in you, and you have to continue and develop it. That's called a part, the godly part from above, an awakening that comes from the Creator. Watch out not to miss out on it, but to continue. Tiberia, Tiberius.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. I wanted to ask regarding Dvikut. How do you do it? By annulment? And if I can ask another question, with your permission?
Yeah, of course. First and foremost, annulment. And then there's an addition to that, but everything is on the background of annulment. Why? Because we're egoists, consisting of the matter of the will to receive in order to receive. And so to the extent to which we annul it, we ascend. And above the annulment, we have to also acquire the desire to bestow. Besides restricting our desire to receive, we have to also try and be in the desire to bestow.
With your permission, another question regarding faith above reason. Can I ask a question? Can we take an example of work in faith above reason, like in the articles of Shamati?
Yeah, all the articles of Shamati bring you to faith above reason. Latin 7. Latin 7.
Buenas noches, querido Rav, queridos amigos. Buenas noches. La pregunta es.
Good evening, dear Rav, dear friends. The question is, when humanity achieves a state of complete vikut with the Creator, will it have the same quality that this small group called the Shalkil have? Will they have the same quality? What will happen to this group? Will it equalize with all of humanity?
Today we are a few thousands. Around us there may be a few millions. So there will be a few billion. So what? Why is that important to you? Nothing will change. The more we advance, the more we'll feel ourselves tightly connected, and there will be no problem. It's like in a family. They're a family in which there are only a few people, but they're all fighting, they can't get along, and then you have a mess even in a small family. Or you have a large family where everyone's connected and a good and nice relationship with everyone else, ties of love, and you don't feel that it's a big family. So the thing isn't the quantity, but the quality of the connection. Tel Aviv 2.
Hello, Rav. How do I know where to compliment the friends? Do I find my place by myself, or does the Creator reveal it to me?
Ask them. Ask the friends. Ask them, and all the time try to scrutinize and ask them, how is it possible to integrate with them, join them? Oh, we don't really have questions today, actually, with such an article that talks about the end of correction, that talks about the connection between everyone, the connection of all the nations of the world. Salt Lake City.
Tatarav, how can I help the friends keep their state of faith above reason in the work when it seems their efforts in dissemination don't seem to bring the results that bring contentment to the Creator?
It's not important the measure to which you can express it verbally, but it's important the measure to which you can want it at heart. That's what's important. And therefore to try and all the time to soften your heart, to make it so that you'll have that feeling in the heart, and by this you'll help them, you'll help yourself, everything will fall into place, even without words, even without questions and answers, even without nothing, but only the work in the heart, and this will put everything into place. And PT 9. PT 9.
Rav, I need to put some water here. What kind of level of avut is required toward the 10, toward the world kli, and toward the whole world?
It's the same avut that we're in the system of Adam HaRishon, and everyone's responsible for everyone. In an integral system, there is no part that I'm absent from, and the well-being of the system is 100% dependent on me, as if only upon me.
I think I am in a vut toward the ten and to disseminate to the whole world. Is it not so?
Well, first of all, you have to organize things in your ten, because without the ten, there's no you. Without the ten, there is no you. You're not taken into account. You can't, it's impossible to okay you. That is, if you exist without a ten, and that you're their representative. Only when you're a representative, or when you represent your ten, do you exist. Is it possible to okay you? Only after that, is it possible to talk about how beneficial are you to others, and this mechanism, and pull it to correction, and so on.
PT19.
There was a sentence before that said, one sinner destroys much good. He sends the whole world backwards.
Of course, because everyone's interconnected.
So what chance do we have to correct the world if one person can send the world backwards?
Through the Creator, of course, through the Creator, we will have to activate everyone. Pray for everyone, care for everyone, raise all of your concerns to the Creator and give Him work. This is called the work of the Creator. But you have to activate Him.
Yeah, but what chance do we have? It sounds like it doesn't make sense.
No problem. If you want to, you activate Him. He'll run for you. You remember what Baal HaSulam says, that there in the upper room, there is running. I can't remember now. Today I'm kind of, especially today, I'm kind of confused. There is something like that. There's running. I'll find it. In short, everyone, calm down, study what we've studied now in a good and nice approach. This is our work. Obviously, we're all called Israel because we have an inclination toward the Creator, and we need to try to reach Him and ask for correction for the entire world. And we're a part of it or inside of it. It's like with a prayer that you pray for these, and so on and so forth, and for us. This is the right approach. And info department.
Hello, friends. Today we have a special dissemination report from Africa. Shimon. First of all, there's a lot of activity all over Africa. Our dear friend will soon report. Today at 10, you have a meeting with Asia, Africa, Turkey, and Greece. It'll be broadcast on Sviva Tova. And now, Fifi, please, tell us what's happening in Africa.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Watley. A report of dissemination project from Africa. Friends are working hard in dissemination here in Africa. We use materials sent to us by PT, especially the English department. We share texts and videos on all the social media platforms. We create posters and short videos of Rav that speaks our locality in Africa. We are using the situation of the lockdown to speak to our old friends who left the group to connect back to us. Also, we created an environment for young group and disseminate their wisdom to them. And in addition, the women also disseminate with group formed to connect with 99% and connect us one around this project. The Art of Connection page is doing very well with many interactions from the public, and we have had one post as an example of Kabbalah South Africa Facebook page, Kabbalah Ghana Facebook page, and other social network as well. 22,000 people reached, 112 shares from the public, and 1,400 reactions from the public. Also, many other such activities is ongoing. Together, we can do this, friends. L'chaim b'nei Baruch.
L'chaim, thank you, Fifi. Thank you, great friends from Africa who do a lot of dissemination. We will soon go to our daily schedule, and then we'll have an important explanation about the galaxy system that Itai will explain to us. But now we want to show a slide of the schedule. So let's go over what we have. Today at 10 a.m. Israel time, we'll have a live program with friends from Asia, Africa, Turkey, in Greece. It'll be broadcast on Sivat Torah at 10:30 until 11:30. Writers meeting at 1:30 noon lesson given by Roi Meron and Alon from Spain. At 4 we'll have the virtual lesson in Russian with Rav, and at 6:30 the preparation for Yeshivat Chavarim. At 6:45 we'll begin the World Yeshivat Chavarim, and at 7:45 we will have a virtual meal with North America. And now we'll move on to Galaxy. Itai Rafaeli. Thank you very much, Yair. The report now is very important. It's about the login that we've been talking about. Now we're going to go into the new login system. And so that tomorrow, the day after, we'll begin it. So this is what your entry page will look like. You'll have two buttons. On the left one, it'll be the usual login. On the right, you can continue as a guest, which is entry if for some reason you get in trouble with the login. You can go into the system the same way you are doing it now. So either we enter through the login or as we do now. So let's go over the process. So assuming you clicked on login, first of all, the minute you click on it, you get to the login page. On the right, you have two buttons, Google and Facebook. This is what we recommend to enter. In this case, we'll click on Google. Once I click on Google, you get to this page. So I clicked on my name on my Google account, and then I move into Galaxy. So now I'm logged in. How do I know I'm logged in? On the left, upper left hand, there's no place with my name, and that tells me I'm already registered in this system. So now let's take the other situation. If for some reason I couldn't log in, what I do is I click on the right-hand side button. I continue as a guest. So that's the page where I will enter. I go into the system, but the difference is that on the right-hand side, top right corner, you'll have a login button. On the top left button, you can see my name. When I see my name, it means I'm still not logged into the system. On the top right button, you have the login. Top right corner, you have the login button. Once you click on it, you get to the registration again, where you, in this case, click on Google, and you go into the system. And again, once you're in the system, you can see that I don't see my name on the top left corner. That's how I know I'm logged into the system. Now you can see that on the bottom left, it says Itai. How do I change it? On the top right corner, you have the settings button. So you click on it. And then you click on my name, which is Itai, and I click on my account. I get there to the settings, I change my name, and that's how I'm done updating my name. That's it. So that's a process that from tomorrow or the day after, we will begin to do. So that's how we'll enter the system, through the login page. And of course, those who have a problem will still be able to go in the usual way to continue as a guest. So we're doing this in order to increase the security and safety of the system. So that's important for all of us. Today, we will send an email with an explanation in all the languages so that everyone can be ready for this change. It's a very important change for all of us, and we ask to see that all the friends see and understand that this change is going to happen. So good luck to all of us, and a song.
Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda
Together we grow, light awakens our soul, the spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सबने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा
Soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sadne mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सारी सब ने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा